Classroom pledge of the week has been Ms. Collins' 3-4 combo at Adams Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California Couples Museum of 40,000 bunny-related items earns world record.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Avista.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin.
Kevin!
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, everybody.
News is also brought to you by Global Credit Union's Wear Red Friday. We wear red on Friday to remember everyone deployed. That's red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed.
Kevin? You know what we should do? We should go out on the catwalk, and every time they go to start the news, we should clap and go, woo.
Oh, the mezzanine above the news desk.
Yeah, they'd probably like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we could just, every time they go on, we're just like, woo, yeah, yeah.
I bet that would last at least one time. Yeah. Just wait when Peterson goes on, he'd probably be able to handle it.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't care.
No, he wouldn't.
Peterson would love it.
Yeah.
Clap some more.
Those guys up on the balcony are making fun of me.
I want to see if you guys are frustrated with anything in today's world.
Oh, boy.
Start with Bruce.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here it comes.
Get off my lawn.
Frustrate you when
Jeez, Kevin.
You see shoplifting at these stores and they all say there's nothing we can do about it because they've made policies for their safety of their employees and whatever
all the
else,
legalities,
where they just let the people go. Does that bother you?
Well, a little bit.
It bothers us all, right?
Oh, yeah,
all of us.
Immensely.
I can understand it, but it bothers me.
I can't. You can't understand the policies, what he's saying. Right? Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I know, and it's just dumb because the problem is somebody does it, then they sue the person who stopped them or what.
No, yeah.
It's just so stupid.
It is.
We all agree it's dumb.
Yep.
But people are getting tired of it, and they're starting to do more on their own.
Correct.
Tennessee, this is where the latest story happens. There are some people, 4 people trying to rob.
Oh, Kevin, did you see this? I saw the video of this. Did you see it?
I did not see the video.
Oh.
Grab the cart?
No.
No, because I saw one, a guy grabbed a cart.
I've never heard this story before until I saw it.
Yeah, Monty, is a big thing. That's going around on TikTok right now. A lot of these people who will follow, the employees will follow the person shoplifting out of the store.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is there's guys like waiting at the door that are like, hey, we do justice.
Yeah.
And right. So when they go outside, they then try to steal the cart or whatever from the person who has it. They citizens doing their thing.
Yep.
Same deal here where one security guard and multiple shoppers held the door shut while the incident was taking place and trapped the thieves inside while they waited for the cops. They had called the cops, and they just were like, no, you're not going anywhere. We are trapping you inside, and you are going to get in trouble.
It was so crazy looking at the video. And then they had locked the back door, so they couldn't get out. And the robbers were trying to break out the back door, but they couldn't because it was a metal door. So they're slamming stuff into it. And all these guys were just holding the door closed, so they couldn't get back out the front door. And they were just running around inside trying to figure out. It was literally like a rat trapped in a rat trap.
I think it's great.
And they were all just sitting there, and everybody was filming it, and they just sat there and held the door closed.
Pretty great. Now, the bummer is they did get out the back door eventually.
Did they end up getting through there?
Yeah, they were able to get through the doggone back door before the cops got there.
Did they still have the products?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm not sure if they did, yeah.
Oh.
But of course it's all on camera. They know, they have an idea who they are. They're going to get them in the long run. But nice job by the citizen. It's such a risky deal, right? Because if the guys have a gun or something, someone gets shot. But it is one of those where you kind of go, "Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You know what? We're tired. We're sick and tired of this."
Yeah, because it makes the rest of us pay.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Prices go up, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just no good. So, well done.
I saw this one that was real similar to that. It was a guy was walking out with a whole bunch of bigger items like power tools or something.
Yep.
He had like 4 or 5 of them. This guy walks in just out of the blue, walks in, says, "Uh-uh." and he just smacks them all out of his hand, and they just all fall all over the place. The guy was like, well, I don't have time to pick them all up.
Right, I'm out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy, yeah.
I had a moment in the store a few months ago where I saw a guy running, and I was kind of like processing it, like, oh, that guy that looks like he's taking something maybe. And he kind of, tall, skinny guy, and he ran by me, and my instinct was, oh, I should just give him a little forearm shiver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or right? Just a foot out, you know, underneath.
Yeah, and him. My instinct was to just kind of put, boom, just hit the guy, and it would have leveled him. But then as I was thinking it, I thought, well, I don't know. Do I? I don't know for sure. He's still. And then I saw the manager walking, and she's like, I'm glad you didn't hit him because somehow you would have been the one in trouble.
Yeah.
And I was like, for sure. That's so stupid.
That's what's dumb about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be careful who you try to help when you try to help.
Yeah. And so basically, they're saying it's okay to steal stuff.
I mean, yes kind and of. No. Yeah. I mean, by not doing anything,
gosh,
you're kind of okay in it.
It just makes me angry.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like you got to put everything behind a lock and key, which is obviously
Steve,
dumb, too.
Have you been to Home Depot lately?
Guys, I'm not endorsing it. Yeah. I'm not endorsing stealing.
No.
But let's just say we all got one free pass today.
Okay.
Heading into a weekend. What would you steal today?
Can't we just rephrase
what
that?
What would you like to take without...
What if somebody gave you something for free?
If somebody said, here, you can have this for free.
Where would you go and what would you get?
Good grief.
I'd take a zero-turn lawnmower.
Zero-turn lawnmower.
That's a good answer.
Way to go big.
Stop it there.
What do you got, Bruce? Somebody gives it to you for free. We're not stealing on this show.
No, that's not one.
Yeah.
I need a new chainsaw.
Chainsaw. Good answer.
You guys are doing good.
Monty, what do you got?
Step it up. I'm getting a little excavator.
Wow. You took Steve's answer. Steve, what are you getting for free?
Yeah, I was just going to say burrito.
Seems like he wasted his one wish.
Steve's going to steal a baler.
We have different ideas of what's cool, I guess. I don't know.
Just
Kevin,
what are you
doing, man?
What an answer. You know, and this is dumb compared to what these other guys have said, but I'm in the market for walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And so instead of getting like cheap ones, right. I'm going to get, I'd go get the nice one.
You can get some spendy ones, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going golf cart, guys. Golf cart.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, geez.
Is that what we're talking about? Electric or gas powered?
Probably electric, I guess.
So you
yeah.
could drive from your garage out to take the car
to the end
out
to the end of the driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I could use it on a golf course.
Oh,
there's that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This gentleman makes wooden flags.
It looks really cool.
Kevin James.
I'll bring it in next week.
Oh, would you? That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Somebody reminds me. Yeah. Anyway.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Bruce brought in that wooden flag today.
Yes, I did.
And what was it? I'm sorry. I apologize for not remembering what exactly was the reason that you got it presented to you as a veteran?
Just, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And luck.
And luck, yes. That's true.
Veteran and luck.
Yeah.
This nice gentleman makes these flags.
Yes.
And he gives them to
veterans.
As veterans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it one piece of wood?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so he put it together then? Yeah,
laminated.
Okay. Yes. Oh, okay, I got you. It's very cool looking,
oh,
yeah.
Boy. Yeah.
Do you know where, have you size. Chosen a spot in your house/shop where you're going to put that?
Matter of fact.
Good deal, yeah. Yeah, just kind of like hanging it, or are you going to do more of the on top of the, like, toolbox against the wall thing?
No. Hanging on the wall.
Hanging on the wall. Very mm-hmm. nice. Good job. Yeah, that's cool.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, well, thank you for your service. Appreciate
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
Guys, rounds of questions here for yourselves.
Questions? You may ask me questions.
There are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Valid.
This from the text line from Carlene says, I was wondering if any of your wives had a hard time when you retired. Your wife have a hard time when you retired, Warren?
No.
No, she was great.
Other than she was going to work another year, and she had a month off before she went back to work while I was off retired.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm having too much fun. I don't want to go back to
work. I can't blame her. That's awesome. So, so she retired at, well, virtually the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, good. Warren, your wife have a problem with it?
I don't think so.
No, not really.
So you weren't underfoot?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
She wishes I was underfoot.
He's nowhere to be found.
And Bruce, the weird thing, your wife still working?
Oh, no. Well, we watch the granddaughter for a couple hours every day.
But sure.
Other than that.
But how much longer after you retired did she work?
Oh, gosh. A few years. Not three or four.
Not too bad.
Okay. That wasn't too many.
Yeah. That helps. Because I feel like that's the rough spot sometimes.
Yeah. Could be, yeah.
Where it's like, hey, mister, I don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Do the dishes today while you're doing nothing.
Here's your list.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it does seem like that would be a normal thing. But yeah, not for these fellas anyway. Good question. Thank you for the text line. Monty, you have any questions for these fellas?
No.
I have a question. When was the last time you went fishing, anyone?
Oh man.
Right?
I don't remember the last time.
Monty?
1980s?
Monty, you're mumbling again.
I'm thinking. It's more of a think mumble.
Oh.
No. I can't remember.
I have a question for Monty.
Oh.
And I'm being serial about this. Okay. I mean serious about this. Have you thought very hard about me maybe buying... I mean, you used to have a excavator and you had a whole bunch. Have you ever thought about trying to get another one? You know, maybe something that isn't too costly, just so you'll have it around the place because you use one a lot.
Like yeah, that's why here. I wanted. That's why I wanted one.
That's why you wanted somebody to give him one.
Give me one. Yes, that's 100. I want an excavator. I want a skid.
So. Yeah, yeah.
So with excavator, okay.
A miniature one, a small one.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be much.
Because you got a backhoe on your tractor.
Yeah, but just that's cumbersome.
Cumbersome.
Monty, do you mind if I get real personal?
Yes,
probably.
I do.
Probably.
Okay, can we?
Well, I think it's a moment that you are not. You can be kind of private, but I do think that this is something that you're proud of, and that would be your children.
Yes.
Can I have a child update? Because I just saw pictures of Colby, one of your twins, graduating.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, I lost track of Colby. I didn't know.
Yeah, Colby's at Eastern.
Well, yeah, he was at Eastern, and he graduated?
He will in next weekend.
Okay. And then he is...
He's going on to school in San Francisco.
School in San Francisco. More school. He graduated to go to more school.
Yeah.
And then Madison is in Utah. She's going to grad school right now. She's going to be going to have a
master's. Wait, she finished before he did. That's weird. Who would have ever guessed that?
She went to Head Start.
And is Madison still doing track?
Yeah, she's still throwing javelin.
Still throwing javelin. She's quite the little athlete.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
And then Tony, your oldest boy, is...
in Colorado, and he's working for a company there in Colorado.
Okay.
Nice.
Every time I see pictures of your kids, it's like, Monty, you, boy, oh boy, good genes, man.
Well done.
Good-looking kids, just all of them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Monty was waiting for the next shoe to drop.
There's
nothing there. I mean,
what is it,
just,
Kevin?
Whenever you preface what you're going to say with,
I'm going to get personal, you don't have to answer.
Right, like, right. Okay, you're expecting something different.
I'm turning this off. No. The kids, I know you're proud of them.
Yep.
And you should be. They all seem like they've done a great job.
Steve, your parents have come here. Do you have any plans to go home anytime soon?
Probably Thanksgiving time, I think.
Wow. Ooh, okay.
Good.
Yeah. Is that a big deal for you guys? Do you have everybody gets together, a tradition type thing for Thanksgiving or no?
Yeah, and that's just when I've gone home before, so it's kind of become a thing.
I got you.
And is it nice because it's like the perfect, like you're there 2 days and then you got to come back?
Are you saying because it's short, Kevin?
Well, that's what I want. I think some people like that.
Yeah.
Like the Thanksgiving. Like it's perfect.
Right,
we get to go see family for a while, but we don't have to stay too long. We're like over Christmas sometimes, they're like, oh, stay for a week or 10 days.
Because you feel like you have more time off.
Yeah.
Well, I would probably stay a little bit longer than just the 2 days.
Okay, good.
Would you drive?
Oh, no.
Okay. Would you drive?
So
worth the question.
How long have you actually?
Jay, you would.
Steve, how long have you actually been away from home? I mean, like all your different. You've moved around a lot.
Yeah, I guess I've been.
Well, he can't hold a job. Thanks for pointing it out, Warren. That's really nice.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Poor guy can't keep a job.
And now he's with Jay and Kevin.
Nice,
so
we're gonna have to let you go.
We're just hoping to get him through that first year. Way to make him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I think it's been about 10 years.
Wow.
Is that right? Yeah.
They still have your room?
Oh yeah. Well, not the way it was. No, it's completely.
They've done other things in there, but there's a bed in there.
Oh yeah, there's a bed. But when I go back, I sleep in my brother's old room, which is now like a little,
like a guest room. I'm guessing.
Where does he sleep?
There or the couch.
Oh. Steve.
You get on the couch, mister. I've
well,
got you.
He lives there. Yeah, yeah, not he, there, but he oh, lives in the...
Oh, in town.
Oh, yeah, in the town. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Steve, did you ever have a poster up in your bedroom?
Yeah. I guess of I had lots what? Of posters.
What kind of posters?
Oh, yeah. Did you Great have? Question. Interesting. Sure, lad.
I don't know. Probably some of these Fair that I have in here.
Oh, yeah, it was funny because when you're... When your folks came here, your mom said, oh, those are the ones he had up. Where did you have them up? Like in your dorm room or something? Or was it at home or something? Because she said, oh, I recognize those posters he's got up in the studio.
Yeah, I definitely had them in my last apartment.
Okay.
They and there are Homer Simpson and...
And Kramer.
And Kramer from
yeah.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did have a Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire home run tally poster.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Thing.
Any
yeah.
any of the actresses from your era? Any pictures
That's
of them?
That's a very nice way of asking it, Warren.
Thanks. I didn't know how else.
You know, I don't think I ever did.
No Farrah Fawcett. Well, she'd be before your time. But
do you think?
I guess she's from our time.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And there used to be a big poster on that wall when you came here that welcomed you in, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bonus points.
Kevin James.
Wow. No longer welcome.
You're no longer
welcome.
Been here long enough, man.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Coyote Country forecast is brought to you by AMCO AAMCO. Warm weekend. Weird. They're trying to decide to keep changing the forecast so much. You know, it was 90, then it was, you know, 88, and then... Now it's 85 for tomorrow. After so pretty much today and tomorrow are very similar. Sunday 80, much cooler next week, but not as cool as they had said yesterday. Kevin, you remember yesterday I was saying they said it was going to be like 65 next
that's
Thursday.
Right.
Now they're saying 79.
Oh,
we'll just wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's where we are.
I'm good with 65.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite temperature for right now?
70.
70.
Yeah. Anything above that's too hot.
I want to ask you guys real quick before we play the game. You don't wear shorts. Warren, do you ever wear shorts?
Yeah, not at home because I don't like Monty. He wears them, and my brother-in-law wears them all the time. I don't like getting down and on my hands and knees.
Whenever you're working, you like to have jeans on.
I do.
I think that's fair, yeah. But it doesn't, like, temperature-wise, you don't go, oh, it's 80, I'm putting shorts on.
No.
No, you don't have that in your head?
Mm-mm.
Monty, you just don't have a temperature whatever? You'll wear them whenever?
Yeah, 50 Doesn't, or 50.
50, okay. Well, I think 50 is fair, yeah. Bruce, you don't wear shorts?
Not very often.
Unless you're at the lake or something.
Lake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then it doesn't matter. Yes, Monty.
Can I show you something, Jay?
That's...
I know.
Yeah, boy, that came out of nowhere.
No, I know, but this is an ad on my phone. Do you
sure.
Do you want me to tell you, or do you want to tell everybody what this ad is?
I don't know.
Look
do
at
I?
That.
Oh, you just look, these are... Did you just popped up?
Yep.
What is it?
Skid steer, basically, from him talking about it on
he
the air.
Talked no. about it.
No, came it's out ex-
excavator. I'm sorry. Yeah, excavator.
So that's why you say they're listening to you.
100%.
Yeah. Well, they are listening. Yeah.
What?
Okay, I'm gonna try that.
Bruce is like, what? What just happened?
Mach 1 Mustang.
That a boy.
There you go.
All right, let's make some teams here. Bruce, you get to be a captain, and Warren, you can be a captain. We're going to play a little buzzword here. Buzzword? We're going to do teams, right? I think that's the best way to do
oh,
it.
Oh, sure.
All right, Bruce, who do you got?
Oh, Kevin.
Ah, that
Thank
boy.
You, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
I was going to do that.
It. All right, who do you got, Warren?
Jay.
Okay.
Good answer. Good
I didn't
answer.
Know. I was going to.
Monty's all-time player. Okay.
How about the producer?
Oh, that's fine.
I didn't know if
he's going to run the game.
See, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, I was going to call on him. No offense, Monty. But...
No, none taken. I like the all-time player
thing. Yeah. Which way would you like to do it? By time or just by blurting? What do you want to do, Kev?
Well, it does need to be timed, but if, whoever gets the most right.
Yeah, in 60 seconds?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Well, Bruce, you and Kevin can go first with Monty. Steve's got a card to play buzzword. The buzzword will be in the answer of every one of these questions.
And I said the word first.
Yes, you do.
That's
you tell
right.
them the word.
Otherwise, we wouldn't know.
You tell them the word. I'll run the scoreboard. 60 seconds off the clock. Warren, you and I just get to sit here and be quiet.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy it. First time for everything.
I know.
Here we go. What's the word, Steve?
The word is double. Double.
Double. Okay.
All right, guys. 60 seconds. And I'll start it when Steve starts reading.
Spy who works for both sides.
Double agent.
007.
Make sure it was double agent. Make sure things are correct.
Double check.
Letterman suit jackets.
Double breasted.
Very good. Used to melt chocolate.
Double boiler.
Nice. Illegal basketball move.
Double dribble.
Nice. A great big sandwich.
Double decker.
Ooh, way to go. Hit two serves into the net.
Double
fault.
Nice. Two scoops on your cone.
Double scoop.
Double scoop.
No.
Two scoops. Double scoop.
No.
Double.
Double decker.
Nope.
What? Okay, can we pass?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Stop in the street and put your hazard lights on.
No.
What?
Oh, man. I pass again.
Double park.
Nice.
Double park.
Pink sugary gum, not just for
double children. Bubble.
Okay, well, we're moving on to another word then.
There we go.
No, we're not.
All right, you got nine with one pass. That's a good. That's a great round. What was the one you passed on again?
Which one was it? Oh, this one. Two scoops on your cone?
Yeah.
Double dip.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I could think of.
I had to cover my mouth because I wanted to
Warren say. Almost blurted it.
I don't know if I've ever heard that referred to as a double dip.
Double dip. All right. Monty, you're back in. You're the all-time player. It's Warren and it's me, and we're going to get a new word. Kevin, would you mind running the scoreboard?
I'll do my best.
All right. Good luck to you, I say.
Good luck to you. Yeah. All right.
60 seconds on the clock. What's the word, Steve?
The word is thumb.
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 Okay. All right.
Approval sign.
Thumbs up.
Nice. Hitchhike.
What?
Thumbs out?
Thumbs out.
Yeah.
Nope.
Thumb in it.
Thumb on a ride.
Yeah, there it is.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Flat-headed pushpin.
Thumbtack.
Nice. Little bitty storybook character.
Thumbelina?
Nope.
Tom Thumb.
Nice.
Yep. Oh, good one.
Place where I have all the control.
Under my thumb?
Yep.
Nice, Warren.
A threaded fastener turned into tools. Turned without tools.
Okay.
Say that again.
A threaded fastener turned without tools.
Thumb screw?
Yeah, nice. Clumsy.
All thumbs.
Nice. Be obvious and visible, not blended in.
What is that one? Something as a thumb on my... What is it?
Pass. Kind of close. Yep. Okay. Gardener's asset.
Green thumb.
Yep. Quick drawing.
A thumbnail sketch.
Thumb sketch.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Ah, we tied, didn't we?
Nine to nine, both of us.
We tied,
at the buzzer.
Nine to nine.
What was that one, though? What was the one we missed?
Was it a threaded fastener turned without tools?
No, that's
you
a
got
thumb.
That one.
That's a thumb screw.
Which one? Be obvious and visible, not blended in?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, stick out like a sore thumb.
Sore thumb. Everybody all together.
Jay, I was with you. I was like, it's like a thumb on my face.
I know, man.
And you're like, that's not it.
As soon as I said it, I'm like, well, that's dumb. Dumb like the thumb on my face.
Thumb on my face.
Yeah, it rhymes. It's nice.
You stick out like a thumb on my face.
Yeah.
Which would stick out.
That would be crazy.
If you think about it, if you had a thumb on your face, people would notice.
They would.
10-second tiebreaker. 10 seconds on the clock. Warren, you and I be quiet. Right here, you three. Okay. New word, Steve. 10 seconds. We'll see how many they get through.
All right. The word is home.
Home.
Lessons that must be done in the evening.
Homework.
The last leg of a race.
Home stretch.
Nice. The community where you were born and raised.
Hometown.
Nice. Perry Como's Christmas hit. There's no place like
I'll be home.
Home for Christmas.
You got three. You got three.
Home for the holidays.
Like a thumb on my face. All right, 10 seconds on the clock. Kevin, we got to beat three. It's Warren, it's Monty, it's me. Here we go.
Should What's I continue the word? With home?
Nah, we'll take a new one.
Take a new one? Okay. All right. We'll do play.
Play.
Yes, play.
Okay. Word is play.
Play.
Umpires initiating order.
Play ball.
Put a sleeping victim's hand in lukewarm water. Water.
A sleeping
play game. We need a do-over on that.
Put a sleeping victim's hand.
What? I said it right.
I think it was
play a
trick on someone.
Play a joke.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm gonna give him the win just because I lost it. I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm not sure what happened there.
Words are hard.
Words.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, Warren, would you want to go ride the carousel? Like if we did it after a Friday show?
Heck yeah.
We planned it out ahead of time. Bruce, would you go ride the...
Oh, I probably would.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
I'll help you up on the big horse and put the belt on.
You got two belts? Bruce, are you trying to...
He should go in the bench.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Can you still stand on side, like next to somebody? Can you still stand on the side next to somebody on the carousel?
Yeah,
you can still stand there, right? If you have like a small child,
right? Yeah,
yeah. I couldn't remember if they still allowed that or not. you know, I mean, you got to be there because it's a kid could slide off. Yeah.
So if we all went down there and did that, would you want to stand by one of our fellow people here?
I might stand next to one of the other guys.
I would want to sit on the bench, the tiger or whatever it is.
Well, that's Monty.
Monty's a tiger. Yeah, Monty is a tiger. Hey, guys, we got a new game here. And
what?
Kevin, you want to try to explain it to them? And then
I wish all of us good luck.
I do and I don't. This new game is called Carry On. The idea is this. Steve is going to give us a word. And then all of us going around.
In order? Warren.
I'm listening.
Are you?
Yeah, I was writing the word carry down.
Okay, okay.
Carry on.
I was looking at him, and he looked like he was in his own land.
I thought I don't have time to explain it twice. You said carry on, and I was.
Did you hear Kevin say, Warren, are you listening?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, here's how the game will work. Let's just throw out a word, and the word is
ice.
Coyote.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ice would have been fine too. Yeah, Jay.
So then
what will happen is the next person just has to get a word that relates to the word before it. So, coyote, Bruce, you could maybe say country.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And then Warren, you could say music.
See, because you have to use country as the word that you're trying to latch onto.
Okay.
You just latch onto the word before you, not all the words. It doesn't have to all make sense. It just has to make sense with the word before.
Yeah.
You got to carry on.
Right.
Carry on one after one after one until somebody gets out, and then we will do it again.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. That works.
Until we end up with, it'll be down to
just
two people.
Just a bunch of losers.
Right.
Two people and one winner.
Of losers, though.
Yeah. Let's play the game called Carry On.
Carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on.
Carry on.
Name of the game is Carry On. Who would like to start? Kevin, do you want
to? I think Steve's just going to give us a word. Sure, I can start. That's fine. And then we'll go around in a circle.
Sure, that's fine, yeah.
So me, Bruce, Warren, Monty, Jay.
Okay.
Yeah, that works. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, the first word is taco.
Bell.
Liberty.
Meat. Am I off right off the bat?
Liberty meat.
Oh, Liberty.
Liberty's your word. It's okay. You weren't listening.
I was thinking the taco.
I know. I knew what you were thinking.
Yeah, you got to go to the guy.
Okay.
Okay, wait. That's good. You know what?
You know what? Let's just not count that one.
Yeah, it's a practice round.
Let's start over.
Okay.
So, Warren, you only have to relate it to the word before you.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. It's fine.
And then carry
cheese.
On. Carry on.
Lettuce.
What?
Tomato.
Okay. Yeah, none of those would work.
Taco.
Let's try it again.
The old Liberty cheese.
One of my favorites.
Bruce, well done on your part.
Well, yes. Thank
Nicely
you.
Nicely done.
Yeah. I thought Liberty meat was like a regional thing.
It is. It's Warren. It's called Warren's meat.
Yeah.
Warren's region is different. Yeah.
Man, I'll say.
Let's try another one.
Okay. All right. How about the word cat?
Okay. I'll say whisker.
Yeah. Shave.
Oh, shave, yeah.
Razor.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go?
I'm out.
Okay.
What? Monty.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Do I get to keep going?
Yes, you do.
Scooter.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Then I will say lime.
Good job, Kevin.
Lemon.
Yeah. That works. That's nice. Perfect.
Orange.
Lime.
It's a fruit.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just keep hanging on.
Okay.
So, orange.
Yeah.
Theory. Ooh. Enjoy that one, Kevin.
Ooh. Relativity.
Oh, Bruce,
Holy
good
Toledo,
luck.
Toledo, Ohio.
Outer space.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to jump back in.
Monty's like, wait, how come I'm still going?
Gemini.
Ooh, Taurus. Cool. I'm going.
You can't just hop back in.
Yes, I am.
He just hopped back in.
I just did.
I'm the judge here. You can't just hop back in.
I did anyway.
You're out.
All right.
Gemini.
Yeah.
Capsule.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Pill.
Attaboy, Kev.
You don't know how bad I want to say time.
I know.
Drugs.
Drugs. Okay.
Drugs. Yeah. Yes, Bruce.
Oh, man. Marijuana. I don't know what to say.
Hey, you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Doctor, I know
marijuana
you're fine.
Is fine.
Smoke.
Screen.
Smoke screen's green? Great, yeah.
Green.
Oh, come on, Bruce.
Flies. Screens keep flies out.
Don't think so, Bruce.
Ask the judge.
Out. Oh, man.
Door.
we're playing without you now.
Okay. Apparently the decision has been made.
The decision.
Yeah, I guess you're out, Bruce. Warren comes in with Warren, door.
Am I still in?
I guess Bruce is out.
Oh. Dang it. Red. Red huh? Door.
Oh, red door. Red.
I should. I know which one I should have said, but I thought.
Coat.
Nice one, Kev.
Cold.
Oh, I forgot it was you. I was looking at Bruce.
No.
Coat. Cold. Coat.
Yeah, that works.
No,
that's fine.
So cold is the word.
Yeah.
Ice.
Ooh.
Vanilla.
Vanilla ice.
Good.
Nice. You.
Ice cream.
Got a boy. Got a boy. Sunday.
Monday.
Tuesday.
Here we go.
Adam's family.
Oh, good one.
Oh, Wednesday. What?
Tuesday to Adam's family?
Wait, I think, Jay, you're out.
She was a character on there.
Wednesday was, but Wednesday. Not Tuesday.
I think it was just Wednesday.
Oh, darn it.
I refuse to say another day. Kevin, it's you and Warren over there.
Oh, it's me and Warren battling it out. Mm. What was the last word we were on?
Family would technically be the last word, so.
Or Tuesday, right?
Mm. Oh, you can do Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday. I will say.
Taco.
Stop it. You're not playing. You're out.
I wanted to give him a hint.
You know what? Monty, I will go with taco.
It's like it's all starting over again.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Warren?
Meat.
I will, for the win, say liberty.
Bell.